actual toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But, you know, we take your calls here on Free Talk Live. That's one of the things that we do. Let's go to Kelly in Michigan. Kelly.
Hi.
How are you? What would you like to talk about?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm in this class right now, and we're looking at, like, current events and things like that. And we were comparing the protests to civil disobedience because with, like, the whole blocking the sidewalk thing, it's, like, it's more of a civil obedience issue, like, getting almost away from the protests with that, isn't it?
Okay, hold on. Blocking the sidewalk is... run that by me one more time. I'm not entirely sure I understand.
Okay, well, like, is it illegal to block a sidewalk in New York City?
I suspect it is.
Okay, well, then if they're doing that, then that's more civil disobedience than it is just a protest. Like, when they would stage sit-ins in the past when they were protesting, like, restaurants not serving African Americans, they would have people go and sit in, and it was really inconvenient for the people who wanted to eat there. But they were making a statement about it, and they were willing to inconvenience those people to make that statement.
But civil disobedience is a protest. It's all the same thing.
Well,
it's just one form of protest.
Protest technically isn't illegal. Civil disobedience, you can kind of still expect to get arrested. And
it depends on your tactics for protest, and civil disobedience, by definition, would be illegal.
So, real quick, Kelly, I've read about civil disobedience exhaustively, frankly, quite a bit. And for one, for a civil action to work, you have to get the public on your side. I mean, that is the integral part of it. There were...
the public doesn't really... I mean, when you're first starting any kind of a thing like that, the public isn't all that aware of it.
You don't think the public knows that the that Wall Street and the bankers are getting bailouts at the expense of Americans and seem to have an inordinate amount of control?
Do they know it in an abstract way? Yeah. Do they think about how it affects their day-to-day lives? Not many people that I'm around are really thinking about it that way.
So I'd like to give you a couple of examples. In the protests in the South during the civil rights movement, there were situations where people took to the streets and actually stopped traffic. But you never hear that as an example of good civil disobedience. You always hear about things like the sit-ins. You hear about things like the, what's her name, Rosa Parks on the bus and things like that. And it's because these things tend to be more targeted and appropriate. And I'm not saying that I think that this is a bad thing. I don't know, but I do think that when you start irritating people, you know, like you block their paths and things like that, that it gets very frustrating for them, and it ruins the ground on which you would plant the seeds of your message.
Okay, I can understand that.
Because it's not that I agree or disagree. I think that to some extent the folks out there, you know, they've got to some extent a good message and to some extent a confused message. But you know, whatever.
Well, it's only confused because there's a whole lot of different individuals with their own different purposes and their own beliefs, and they're all trying to get the biggest banner and the most attention.
How it all works together yet?
Yeah, I mean, how does it work all together? It's people that are really dissatisfied with the banks and Wall Street. I personally wouldn't choose to protest there. I would protest government buildings instead because it's because of the government that you have these big bailouts and these huge, humongous banks.
Unless annoying people is kind of the point. I mean, when you bring it to a government building, the majority of just everyday people, they're going to be like, oh, someone's at the government building. But if you go to where they work, where, you know, the people that are signing the papers and giving the loans, where they work, where they can see you every day, then...
Well, I don't know that annoying people, if that is the point, I don't know that it's effective. And this is the thing that I'm trying to portray here, Kelly, is that, in fact, there is a successful way. Civil uprisings are three times as successful as armed uprisings, okay? So these are extraordinarily effective ways of meeting out change in a society, if they're done properly. The way to do them improperly is to alienate the public at large. The way to do them properly is to get the public at large on your side. And my question is sleeping all night on sidewalks this kind of thing and blocking sidewalks, blocking traffic, is that a way to get people on your side? Because I can tell you that if this was going on in my town and I had to get to work, you would have me alienated.
Well, Yeah. Are they actually sleeping on the sidewalks now, or are they still sleeping in that one park?
I had heard that people were sleeping on sidewalks. I mean, you know, the thing is I'm just getting my stuff from the news. So I don't know, as the last caller pointed out, we don't really know anything.
What they would ideally want is
the live stream. The live stream is up. I mean, as long as you're
I'm not going to sit there and watch these people's live stream. I'm sorry.
But what they want is a situation like we have seen in the Middle East where, you know, people will take over squares and all that. And they want to own the sidewalks, the streets, the parks, everything around Wall Street. And so the police are, you know, pushing them off of certain areas. I haven't seen the videos, but everybody should be outraged at the brutality that the
police are using. Right, the police don't look good just running up and pepper spraying people in the mouth. That does not look good. Any use of violence, whether it's portrayed verbally, like the guy who just called in was talking about his disciplining his child in what seemed to be an unorthodox fashion, or the pepper spraying of people, all these uses of violence always look bad. So if these activists are hoping to get people on their side by having police use violence against them, maybe they'll have some luck in that fashion. But if the way they have to go about it is by irking people in the process, some people will say, well, good, it gets them off the sidewalk.
A lot of the responses on the videos. There was one other interesting, like on the YouTube videos, there's a decent number of responses that are like, oh, it's just a bunch of hippies that got what they deserve for blocking traffic or whatever.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly, I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Let's go to Terrence in California. Terrence.
Hi. So in California, we have this Proposition 209 and prevents the state universities from using race, gender, or ethnicity as a way to admit students into college.
So this is not a law. This is a proposition that's going to be voted on.
No, actually, it's already law. It's part of the Constitution.
Okay, so it's Constitution of California says that race cannot be used as a factor in people getting into college. Is that correct?
Yes. And there's a Senate bill. I forget the number. Anyway, it says that it kind of changes that. It says that race, ethnicity, and gender can't be used as a factor in allowing, as one possible factor in deciding whether someone can be admitted or not. And so that hasn't gone over well with certain conservative members of the state. And so the College Republicans at UC Berkeley, they held a bake sale in which they had a different price range for people of various ethnicities and both genders.
Right, it's been done at several colleges, yeah.
Yeah, so it would be like Asians would get a brownie or something for $1.50, Caucasians $1, and Latinos and blacks would get it for maybe 50 cents, something like that, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And my question really goes back to what Mark was saying about his view of corporations, of how the government can tax people or tax the corporations since they are entities of the state. Does he also hold that the state could hold their own like criteria, discriminatory criteria against people because the state, the universities are like products of the state?
Well, actually, what I was referring to was taxation in general. I believe taxation on people and their stuff is wrong. If there is an entity that the states can, would properly be able to tax, that would be corporations. I mean, you know, their corporations are creations of the state, so you would be able to, states would then be able to tax them. I don't think that the state should be involved in universities. And if the state could only tax corporations, you may find that the state would not use some of that tax money in order to fund its universities and cause its state universities to be able to get such a much larger market share than private universities. So I think that that problem may solve itself. Does that make sense, or should do you have any more questions?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Terrence. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. That's a SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, we all have a lot of feelings, but it's really important for us to understand that we are a lot more than just feelings. We have feelings, but we should not let them have us. They're only one part of our being. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Those feelings are part of our soul. We need to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit, which is a deeper part of us than the soul, which is a more exterior part of us. Our emotions like to ebb and flow like ocean waves. They're up and they're down. They're here today. They're gone tomorrow. You can go to bed feeling one way, wake up feeling another totally different way. So surely you can understand how important it is to own your feelings and not let them own you. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Jason Talley from Talley.TV. What do you got for us to talk about tonight? You had mentioned something in particular that's slipping my mind now.
Oh, right. So, you know, the reaction, I just got out of a cage. I spent the weekend there because I was filming in the Superior Court, and they didn't like that. They didn't like it so much that they handcuffed me and they dragged me by the handcuffs into a holding cell, one for 7 hours, and then the rest of the weekend at the county correction facility, where Ian Freeman is actually being held until October 7th.
So, yeah, like the main host here, Ian Freeman, is participant in civil disobedience. You just got out of jail cell for doing some civil disobedience. We've all here on Free Talk Live done some civil disobedience. So any advice I have for the folks on Occupy Wall Street protests, I have it, from a point of love where I wish to refine their message.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything could be refined, but the police, what they do is they introduce a lot of chaos in the situations. And so people are just going to react naturally, probably with a lot of terror, when they're being pepper sprayed or pushed.
Yep. Some of these pictures of the people getting pepper sprayed were shocking.
Yeah, I mean, I felt terrorized when these two men assaulted me for simply trying to bring transparency to the local courthouse.
Yeah, a camera. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, it's a camera. But they have cameras all over the place. But anyway, so I was very happy to see people being outraged about my treatment. But my case isn't the only one where a videographer has been assaulted or arrested. I mean, George Donnelly's case happened about a year ago, where he was on the sidewalk and he was arrested. It was horrible. But anyway, so people have been talking about having an international record government day. That people are discussing like what an ideal date would be. But I think it's a great idea. Recently in Keene, New Hampshire, we went around to a lot of the government bureaucracies after some people were arrested, and they wanted to do get records. Videos that were taken by the government of the incident and whatever papers so they could prepare for their defense. And so I went with them and took video. And some places were great. The Keene Police Department, the city of Keene, very open to cameras. But whenever you want to go into a court, and a court where they administer these laws that they make, a very important place to have transparency, that's when they reject them, and if you don't leave as fast as they want you to, they will, bark at you, they'll chase you out, or in my case, you'll get arrested. So I'd like to, if anybody's interested in International Record Government Day, email me, tallytv@gmail.com. I'd like to see who else is, and I'm not going to stop recording. I think it's important. I think it's a very peaceful activity. It brings transparency. Like I said, the government has plenty of cameras. They want to point at us, but I think it's time that more and more people use the cameras that they carry around with them every day and record their interactions with public servants.
Also, if you want to get involved, there's attackwatch.com where you can let folks know if any attacks on the president are untrue. Have you seen this website?
Yes, but people are using it just for jokes, right? There are a lot of sarcasm on this.
Somebody
this
has sent just IM'd this to me, and I can't believe what I'm seeing here. Attackwatch.com. It says, "Join AttackWire and help stop attacks on the president before they start. When another unfounded attack surfaces, we'll arm you with the truth so that you can share the facts with your friends and family." Amazing. I'm sorry I got distracted while you're talking.
No, they're all unfounded attacks. There's a lot of hope and change, people.
Right.
Everything is okay.
You can hope for change. I think at this point it's pretty much unfounded. It seems like a lot of the same stuff. So when is this International Record the Government Day going to be?
That's up to the people. I don't know. I mean, it's just an idea that's out there, but I'm going to participate. I think it's a fine idea. I mean, I carry cameras with me, sometimes three, as I just roll around, and whenever I see, especially law enforcement activity, it's just a good activity to record, keep everything transparent, and a lot of times people who are engaged in with the cops thank me for doing that.
Right. I think that folks, I think police that don't want to be video recorded may have something to hide, and I find that very disturbing. Mm-hmm. B, when you do videotape police officers, make sure that you give them a little room to do their jobs. Hopefully they are doing their jobs when you begin recording them. If they're beating up on somebody or something like that, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to ask them some questions about what's going on, but you still want to give these people some room to do what they want. Plus, that way you can get a nice wide shot.
Yeah, I would suggest, you know, just being a reporter and, you know, showing what's going on. The camera is going to record everything. A lot of times I'll record live and it automatically goes to my YouTube account. So I'm trying to be as transparent as possible, and I don't think it's too much to ask to have the government, I mean, do the same thing. They're being paid by tax dollars. The justice system is a monopoly, so they need a lot of scrutiny. The one in Keene, the one where I was arrested for filming, it was maybe 3 months now, where somebody set themselves on fire. Just right here, walking distance from where I stay.
It's shocking stuff. And you know, it was a father who had been kept away from his kids, hadn't seen his kids in 10 years over one incident. I don't think that physical discipline is right for me and my family, but that's not to say that I think that a father that may use even an overly large, you know, have used discipline, physical discipline too much on one incident should be kept from his parents for, or excuse me, from his children for 10 years. I think that that's just too much. I think that recording the government is the only thing that we can do in order to, you know, put these people on notice. I think that it is, in fact, the communication that is driving the unrest around the world and in this nation. And this is, I've got actually from Gallup.com right here. It's Americans express historic negativity towards government. Princeton, New Jersey, a record high 81% of Americans are dissatisfied with the way the country is being governed, adding to negativity that has been building over the past 10 years. We actually broke these numbers out, Jason, and if you take out the people in the quote-unquote political class, this number drops to, you know, instead of 19%, it's more like 8-point-something% of people are upset with the government, that believe that there's, I think it's no legitimacy of being governed or something like that.
Oh, right.
So anyway, it says here, on the whole, would you say that you're satisfied or dissatisfied with the way the nation is being governed? 81% report dissatisfaction. Majorities of Democrats and Republicans are dissatisfied with the nation's governance. This perhaps reflects the shared political power arrangement in the nation's capital, with Democrats controlling the White House and the Senate, and Republicans controlling the House of Representatives. But, of course, previously, it was, these numbers weren't any better when Democrats were in charge of all three of these, and they weren't much better when Republicans were in charge.
Let's keep talking about this after the break, if we could.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call if you think you love the government and what they're doing. Because there's got to be somebody out there. 19% of you supposedly do.
Anybody?
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the Fall Super Sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do with just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Sign here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Jason.
So, Jason, we were going through some numbers here, talking about the dissatisfaction of Americans with their government, and I think that this, in fact, is people around the world and their dissatisfaction with their government. But first, the Ruger's... This has no relation, by the way. The Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing, striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-size 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used in so many great Ruger pistols, and offering the same features, including a slim frame, a short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger.com. So, let's go on with this this story here, Jason.
Can we talk about for a minute?
Okay.
Because we're talking about people being very dissatisfied with their government. And
it doesn't get much more dissatisfied than this. 81% of people are dissatisfied.
And I would think for good reason. And then you were reading an advertisement for a gun dealer. And so a lot of times the government and people think, well, the first thing that you do when you're dissatisfied, if you're going to change things, for a lot of people, is grab a gun, and we're going to have a revolution. In the state of New Hampshire, there's Article 10, the right to revolution. And you know, a lot of people that I consider allies and friends, you know, they're peaceful people. They're peace activists as well as liberty activists. And for my bail conditions for the audacity to record in a court lobby, one of the bail conditions was that I can't touch guns or explosives.
Can't touch explosives, huh?
Right.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The combustion engine has explosions going on it. I think about 8,000 in a four-cylinder vehicle going 2,000 RPMs, you'd have about 8,000 explosions per minute.
So what you're telling me is I can't drive.
I guess so.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think that, first off, we have researched this pretty thoroughly on Free Talk Live, and I got to say, I was a gun polisher at one point. You know, well, if you can't use the ballot box, you better get ready to use the bullet box. That kind of you know, guy. And it's a terrible way to see change.
Yeah,
a terrible way. It means the guy with the biggest guns is the one who's going to win. Also, government has the biggest guns, so they're tough to beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've read a book. We had a book, an author on the show that we interviewed, and she did a book on this and basically pointed out that civil action is three times more effective than military action or violent action in seeing change.
Yep.
If you want, and by the way, it's getting more and more so because governments are getting better at handling violent uprisings. And they really don't know what to do with civil uprisings because they can't use violence in the same way.
Exactly.
See how shocking it is that they use some stinking pepper spray on some, you know, I mean, pepper spray isn't much when you're talking about things going on in Syria and stuff like that. But they pepper sprayed a few activists in New York City who have, you know, apparently, according to them, blocking traffic and all that other stuff. And people are outraged by it. That just goes to show how difficult the government has in dealing with – how much difficulty the government has in dealing with people who are nonviolent.
They know how. They respond with violence, but, you know
– That's not that they know how. That's what you want them to do, frankly, because when they respond with violence, it shows them for the organization that they are.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, it shows the violence inherent in the system all the time. The book you were talking about is Why Civil Resistance Works.
That's it, yeah.
And the author is Erica Chenoweth. And actually, Dave Ribley made some videos from that episode of Free Talk Live. He liked it so much.
It's a really great episode.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And so I really recommend it. And I agree with what she was talking about, peaceful tactics. They don't know how to handle it. You know, taking video, that's peaceful, dancing, singing, doing things like that, as opposed to polishing those guns. I mean, it's funny that they would make that stipulation for my bail. I haven't touched a gun, really, since I was in the Air Force, touching guns for them.
You're right. You just did it for them. Last time I touched a gun, it was for them.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick?
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I listened to that call last night that referred to me, but I didn't get my material ready to get on the air.
Board up, could you turn up Nick's volume here? I've been having trouble hearing callers all along, and I need a little more volume for Nick, if you would, please.
Yeah, Nick, give us some context for what you're talking about.
Well, in particular, he and you made mention of the exit tax, that people must pay to leave the United States, which goes to show that we are certainly not free to leave the United States when people say love it or leave it. But I'm pretty sure that you would agree that even if the government did, in fact, give you a free plane ticket anywhere in the world, you wouldn't suddenly say, yep, well, now that that's been established, anyone who decides to stay here in the United States clearly consents to all of the government's rules.
Yeah, it seems ludicrous to me that is what dictates consent.
Right. Exactly. And the reason why is because that's not what consent means. And I think I found out why this has been such a sticking point in the arguments between libertarianism and statism. It's the nature of what consent is versus what an agreement is.
Okay.
People mistake the agreement itself for consent, but according to contract theory, that's not the way it goes. Contracts exist and have justification because they rest upon the consent of the signer, and it no longer has legitimacy as soon as you remove consent. That's why you can't sign yourself into true slavery, because slavery is something that you cannot consent to be in. But a contract relies on consent, so as soon as you no longer consent, the contract is null and void, and so your slavery ends.
Read that last sentence by me. I'm having a lot of audio problems with you. I don't know if it's your phone connection or what.
I don't know how far back to start from. But
the last sentence.
I don't remember what
that you can't sign yourself into slavery.
Right, you can't sign yourself into slavery because contract theory says that an agreement only has validity so long as both parties constantly consent to it, and as soon as that consent is removed, the contract no longer has validity. Well, the definition of slavery is that something that you don't consent to be it. So you can't contract yourself into slavery, because as soon as you stop consenting, the contract is null and void, and so the slavery begins.
I've always wondered this. This is a this is kind of a sticking issue in the liberty movement, is can you make an agreement where for perhaps you put up as collateral, you know, hard labor for 10 years if you fail to reach the agreement. So, for instance, if you have been such a bad, payer backer of debts that you say, well, if you give me $1,000, I'll either pay you back, $100 a month for 20 months, or you can put me into hard labor until you get it out of me, or something like that. Go ahead.
Well, simply put, they just have to trust that you'll keep your word. I mean, this is how people don't believe in debtor's prison, so I think people understand this on a very fundamental level. That's why, we have credit ratings and things. That's because, you can't owe a debt that you no longer agree to. But, the flip side of that is that people don't have to do business with you if they think you're just going to break all your contracts.
Sure, but what about that group of people that people believe aren't going to keep their debts, and therefore, shouldn't they have the right to essentially indenture themselves for whatever purpose it is that they want to indenture themselves for in order to get that one last deal that might pull them up out of the mire?
According to contract theory, that's a logical impossibility. I mean, you could do that, but it wouldn't be just, and you would just kind of have to, it's like, well, I agreed to the slavery, and then the guy keeps you in the slavery, and you just have to hope that somebody will come and rescue you, I guess, if you're being forcibly kept there.
I'll tell you one of the things about indentured servitude in the past here, and it had a long history in the United States, is essentially they would attempt to lengthen your period as punishment for whatever things they felt like you were doing wrong in the servitude. So, you'd come out, you'd say get a 5-year sentence or whatever, and then things would happen and they'd try to bump it up a year every once in a while in order to keep you enslaved forever. Nick, do you have more?
Yes.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. This is SACL toll-free call-in line here, 855-450-3733. Might be able to slip your call in here in the last segment of Free Talk Live. If you've been watching gold and silver in the last few days, you've seen a precipitous drop in the prices of gold and silver. And I don't know about the rest of the precious metals, but it might be a good time to pick some up, whereas silver was $40, you know, $40, $42 a couple of weeks ago. Now it's $31. That's a 25% discount if you believe that silver is going to go back up, as I do. Gold, I think there's even a bigger buy to be had in gold. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best rates on handpicked gold and silver pieces. And you can go there and take a look at what we've got. Also, not only you'll be getting some great rates, but you'll be helping Free Talk Live, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Nick in Illinois. Nick?
Hi. We were talking about the idea that people consent to a place's rules by virtue of staying there, and I suggested that we would agree that even if the U.S. offered you a free ride out of the country, we wouldn't say that that means that anyone who chooses to stay is obviously consenting to all the rules of the place. And, well, I think I've identified why it is that people get confused into thinking that staying in a place equals tacit consent. Quite simply, I think it's a case of confusing what is currently true with what is right. The truth of the reality that we witnessed in our everyday lives is that when people go to a place, they follow the rules. The act of following rules looks like consent from the outside. But consent is not how you act on the outside. It's what's in your heart. Otherwise, we would say that when a person hands over their wallet at gunpoint, that they were doing so, quote, of their own will.
They're consenting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and likewise, you know, when you go to a dictatorship, like when a journal goes to a dictatorship, that doesn't mean that they're consenting to being thrown in prison for taking pictures in the wrong place.
That much is true.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wonder is, you know, if only 17% of the, or 19% of the people right now consent to be governed, then even people who say that, oh, it's not about individual consent, it's about collective consent, I wonder how anyone can justify our current government as we have it right now with such a low approval number.
Right, and that's the claim is that that's the number of people that, 80-something percent of people do not believe the government has the consent of the governed. But in fact, if you take the number out, the number of politicians, the political class out, you'll actually find that it's more like 92% of people, 91 to 92% of people believe that there is no consent of the governed any longer. And it's an interesting number, and it seems like interesting times. And I predicted some time ago on Free Talk Live, and I'm ready to back it up, that people are going to find that first the Republicans, we had all Republicans in from 2000 to 2006. Then we had all Democrats in from 2008 to 2010. So they've seen both of these parties in action. Now it looks like the Tea Party is going to have a big effect on the Republicans. So maybe you'll have the Tea Party in some level of control. And people are going to see that this system simply isn't interested in changing. So they're going to see what government's all about, and is there going to be some kind of huge sea change in America? I hope so, because it certainly needs it. It's almost broke.
I'm skeptical. I mean, we keep bouncing back between political parties, and Obama is the third term of the Bush administration.
Nick, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Brian in Louisiana.
Hey guys, how are y'all doing? I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to point out by Mr. Fascist Man there.
Scott the Bigot who called in the first hour, yes?
Oh man, yeah.
He's anyway, really something, isn't he?
It actually scared me. And yeah. I'm not one to easily be scared. Let's put it like this. There's somewhere in this man's life that he didn't take an opportunity, or he didn't have the guts to go do something, or he didn't have the wherewithal to go get more education, or just, he didn't make the right decision.
Well, at some point in his life, an international Jew wronged him in some way, and, he hasn't been able to make it right.
Now, I guarantee you, if somebody walked up to him and handed him a check for $2 million, that he would never share a penny of it.
Yeah. It's pretty clear that hate's eating Scott the Bigot up, and I get the impression that lots of bad things have happened in his life. He's said that. He may even be some kind of disabled guy sitting and stewing in his basement, for all I know. It's a pathetic life, and I think that people need to look at just how pathetic hate makes you, and that's the reason that we let guys like Scott the Bigot on the radio.
Well, he endorsed the Nazi regime in Germany, so he's that was a very hateful regime, and he wants that for America to take care of.
I figured out what he does all day. He sits and watches a history camp. All right, another thing on police officers, idiot cops, or as I like to call it, the trucking business. That's for y'all.
Thank you.
American hero.
These DOT officers, Mr. Tommy Tactical Cop comes out there. I've actually had him, control your animal or I'll kill it because I'm going to see what's inside of your calf.
Oh.
I've actually had him say that. I mean, and I'm like, yeah, sorry. I locked the door and I have thrown the keys in the prison.
God.
DOT cops are the absolute worst. And like, these regular cops are taking cues from Department of Transportation cops. It's sad. It's so sad. And you guys, keep up the good fight. I love you.
Thank you for the call, Brian. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. You know when they have those heart-rending commercials where they fly the flag behind the servicemen and that kind of thing, and they play the music that makes you a little tear well up in your eye? I think they should have truckers there. Because, I mean, for me, really,
yeah.
they truly do keep America moving. And I love our trucker listeners. Let's go to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned?
Hey, guys. Day 49, Free and Freeman.
Indeed, we are on day 49 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up.
Well, he's confined for public display in a cage, nothing worse. You know, well, hey, you guys are killing me tonight. The explosives combined in an internal combustion engine, man. I can't stop laughing.
That is an explosion, isn't it?
I guess I can't drive.
Technically, it's a parole violation. You know how many felonies you commit in a day?
Right. They say there's a book out there called Three Felonies a Day, and they say the average American commits three felonies. And, you know, I don't know what they back it up with. Some of the examples I've seen don't really fit for me, but.
There's number four.
Right. Now we're all in possessions of explosives.
Yeah, nothing better than following a fellow driver, you know, and he's right about those DOT cops. The old dogs are teaching the new dogs new tricks, you know.
Indeed. I've heard that the DOT cops can be, can be a real pain to deal with.
Oh man, they're rough, man. I've dealt with many of them. You know,
What do you think's worse, the Coast Guardies, the Coasties coming onto your boat,
That's a toss up, man. I mean, they're both peas in a pod. You know what I mean?
I wonder about hunters. Hunters claim that the forestry police folks are the most powerful and most difficult to deal with.
Those wildlife guys, too, man. I've seen a lot of guys pulled out of the water waiting in the river by gunpoint. You know what I mean? It's all Big Brother, man. And you see what the Federal Reserve's doing. They don't like anybody talking about them.
You're absolutely right. This is a story we didn't get to tonight. As a matter of fact, it says here from the economiccollapseblog.com, the Federal Reserve plans to identify key bloggers and monitor billions of conversations about the Fed on Facebook, Twitter, forums, and blogs. And I can only assume the reason that they're monitoring is, maybe they want to put out a new PR campaign and address all the issues that people have with them.
I doubt that.
Are they going to shut down?
Hold your breath on that one.
Are they going to shut down the?
As a disclaimer, I touched a gun today. I got to come out and say that.
You touched a gun today?
Yeah, I touched one.
It's all right. You can touch all of them you want, as long as the government hasn't decided you're one of the persons that isn't allowed to touch them.
Well, you know what, man? I'm a shotgun freak, and if people say, "Hey, Captain Ned, when the Chinese come over our walls, what do you want to have?" And I say, 12-gauge auto loader with some buckshot, man. You can't beat that.
I don't think the Chinese are going to come over the walls. I think they've bought them.
They're coming, man. Everybody's on the way. They don't want us, man.
Captain Ned, thanks for the call. 855. Why am I giving out the telephone number?
3 minutes.
Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening. You know, I'm of the opinion that the takeovers don't have to do with guns anymore.
If the Chinese want to come over here and trade and, you know, be neighbors, let's do it.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
And Jason.
You can check out Free Talk Live in the meantime.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.